The following message was preached in September 1999 when I ministered at NTR International Church, State College, Pennsylvania. The title of this message is, I am the Resurrection and the Life. May this message be a blessing to you.
Talk about the Jesus' good friend Lazarus is raised up from the dead. So we're going to look at this chapter and to believe the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. So we're going to open up the Bible, John chapter 11, and we'll talk about the death and resurrection and Lazarus, the best friend that Jesus had on this earth. Hallelujah. In the very beginning, where this tragedy happened, when this things happened to this family, Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And this family to Jesus' heart is very deeply because Jesus loved them very much and they loved the Lord. So when the younger brother Lazarus had diagnosed this, with this disease in the point of death, Martha and Mary are saying the word to Jesus and say, our brother, the one you love, is dying, is sick. And here I want to point out our relationship with Jesus Christ is very important. We on this earth, we are facing tremendous pressure from the enemy, from this earth, and we are living in the end time. It's not present at all. And devil is doing whatever he like at this time and try to destroy a whole generation. But in this time, your relationship with Jesus Christ is very important. And you must know Him, you must love Him. Because when the tragedy comes, when the challenge comes, when the tremendous testing comes, and you have someone to go to. Hallelujah. The religion cannot save you, but you have a relationship with Him, and He knows you. Not just a normal Sunday service Christian, but He knows you personally, and you can send the word to Him. Amen. And this dear family, when the tragedy hit this home, an enemy come like waves, but they send the word to Jesus. They are not sending the word to a stranger, not sending the word to a religious leader, they send the word to their friend that had been stayed in their house for so many times, that they have met personally, that have speak to them word by word, face to face. Hallelujah. And what we're talking about here in the very beginning is a relationship that will cause the miracle to happen. Hallelujah. You must have a personal relationship with Jesus. You cannot wait for the tragedy to happen. That's kind of too late. Hallelujah. You should maintain the relationship. You should sustain the relationship. And you begin to know Him more and more because miracles come from the relationship with Him. So when this tragedy happened and this hardship happened, hit this home and they know who I should go to. Hallelujah. He's not a stranger. He's our family's best friend. And they send the word to Jesus, the one you love. Hallelujah. There's such confidence Jesus will do something about it. Hallelujah. Jesus loved them. Jesus loved them. Jesus won't sit there and do nothing. Hallelujah. My best friend will do something for me. There's such confidence. Hallelujah. So that's talking about relationship. You know God loves you. And when things happen to you, you are not dismayed. You are not in chaos. You won't be scared. You won't be feared. You know God in control. You know Jesus be with you. You just send the word. Sometimes you don't have to shout aloud. You don't have to try so hard. You just send a word to Him. And know His love. He will take care of you. Hallelujah. That's the Jesus we have. Amen. Hallelujah. And then Jesus heard about this news, and Jesus immediately knew the will of the Father. Hallelujah. That's very important. Hallelujah. Today, when the tragedy comes, when the hardship comes, when the attack comes, you must have word from heaven. Hallelujah. Yesterday, I preached one sermon, talked about many people gather, but there's no food. Hallelujah. Today, there's a famine in the land. We have a service all over America, but not much fresh word from heaven. Yes. I preached last night about Jesus feed the 4,000 in the wilderness. The first verse from that chapter is talking about many people gather, but there's no food to eat.
Amen.
So today is on this land is famine. We have worship, we have service, where people gather, but not much people hear from God. Hallelujah. That's why people are dying, people are hungry. That's why they argue to each other. The disciples argue each other because there's no bread. When there's people are hungry, they fight to each other. That's why you see denomination fight to each other, church fight to each other, because there's no fresh manna from heaven. All the people are dying, they're hungry. So that's important. When the things happen, and you have fresh word from heaven, you know the will of the Father. You are not like other people, don't know where to go. Hallelujah. You're such confidence. God in control. I know what's going to happen. And Jesus hear from heaven. Jesus not see by sight, but see by faith. Hallelujah. He know Lazarus going to rise up. Lazarus is no problem. Hallelujah. So now I pray for people, I have such confidence in me. Should be no problem. It's done deal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But at that moment, still the same. The circumstance still the same, but most important, he hear from heaven. Hallelujah. And that's very important today. Prophetic word is not just bring us some comfort, but it's not just praise our soul, but prophetic word should bring in the miracles. Hallelujah. Now, today a lot of people move in the prophetic, but don't see the miracle happens. Hallelujah. When I give you a prophetic word, I want to see miracle happen. I want to see the sign and wonder confirm the word I gave him. Hallelujah. That's why Elijah gave the prophetic word, the sign from heaven. The miracle happens. Hallelujah. To confirm the word is not come from man, it's come from God himself, and God performed it. Hallelujah. And today we need the creative word from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today we can be the oracle of God, and creative word will come out. A miracle will happen when you speak the word, proclaim the word. So Jesus hear from the heaven, the will of God is so clear, Nazareth is not dying. He's going to raise up. He's going to be real. Hallelujah. And Jesus immediately began to proclaim this promise. Maybe those people, those disciples think he's crazy, but he hear from heaven. Hallelujah. Take the boldness, take the spiritual insight, and dare to proclaim the miracle before that happened. But for Jesus, that miracle already happened. Hallelujah. When he asked God, what's about this disease? What's about the loss of situation? And God said, I'm going to heal him. He's going to raise up. Jesus said, it's done. Hallelujah. When you hear God speak to you, the miracle already happened. Amen. I hope you get this. Hallelujah. Not when you see it happens. Right. When you hear from heaven and these things already happen. God's beyond the time. Hallelujah. God will bring that miracle to happen. But whenever he speaks to you, that miracle already happened. When God said, yes, he's not dying. He's going to raise up. Hallelujah. So that Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death, but for the glory of God. Hallelujah. So Son of God will be glorified in this. Hallelujah. Jesus knows this case is for the glory of Jesus Christ, for the glory of Son of God to manifest, to destroy the work of the enemy. Because Jesus has been faced so many enemies in his worldly ministry. He have opened the blind eyes, caused the dead and down to open, to begin to speak. But have one final enemy he haven't encountered yet. It's a spirit of death. The final one, the major one, and this miracle right happened before Jesus be crucified. And he wanted to conquer the last enemy through this miracle for his glory. Hallelujah. So he go forth and he tell the disciples, let's go back to the Judea. Let's go back to Judea. There's a great miracle gonna happen. But before he go back to Judea, he wait for 2 days. He waited for 2 days. I cannot understand the why you love so much and in a tremendous crisis, and you still stay there for 2 more days. What you are doing there? I don't know really, but maybe Jesus is praying to God. What happened to this case? Spend 2 days. But I think he already know. I think he's purposely wait for 2 more days. Hallelujah. Jesus say, I need to wait for the timing, because if I'm raising up too early, this miracle is not tremendous. It won't be God's glory, because in the future I'm going to stay in the tomb for 3 days. So I want to prove, hallelujah, my power can raise myself up in 3 days. So Lazarus can die for more time. So I prove the same power can work in him, can work in me. Hallelujah. So Jesus wait for more 2 more days to make sure this is going to be a great blessing. It's going to be a great miracles. It's going to be a great glory to God. Hallelujah. So he waits. Sometimes we panic when God do like that. Hallelujah. We want a miracle quick. We want what we want immediately. But sometimes if God give you too quick, it won't be glory. And you will take the glory yourself. Because I pray, that's why God did it. So God wait for you to panic. And God wait for you, you cannot trust yourself alone. It's not my ability. It's not because I can pray. It's not because I'm so spiritual. Not because I'm serving you so hard. But because your mercy, because your compassion, because your grace.
Yes.
And when your motive is right, and God comes, then He will get all the glory. Hallelujah. So Jesus wait for 2 more days. Until the time come, and tell the disciples, let's go back to the Judea. And all the disciples cannot believe what he's saying. Because right in the previous chapter, the Pharisees, the leader of a religion, tried to get him, tried to accuse him, tried to say you are too proud, you proclaim you are son of God. They tried to persecute him, they even tried to seize him, but it's not time yet. But they tried very hard, they tried to persecute him. So now the Jesus tell disciples, we go back to that place. The very place they want to kill him. The very place they try to arrest him. But Jesus said, I want to take this risk for my best friend. And that touched me deeply. He willing to risk his life to come to rescue Lazarus. When we are in pain, when we're in deep trouble, and Jesus will pay all the price. He willing to die. He willing to face the obstacle, face all the religious leader try to arrest him, try to persecute him. But he will come just for your life. Just come to heal you, to deliver you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just have a meeting in Moscow. Without begin to preach the message, I just stand in the prayer form because people come to the Moscow from China, and a lot of people very, very in dangerous. Because they lost everything from their homeland, and they smuggle into the Moscow, or they use a visa go to Moscow, and Moscow right now in chaos. Into the meeting room, I know people in pain, people in hurt, people in bondage, you know. So God don't allow me to preach a message. I point people to out. I begin to give the prophetic word. I begin to speak. God say to you, and they hear the word of God, just crying, fall on the floor, weeping, you know, just not 1, 2, 3, 4, like that. And then I give the message. When I give the altar call, I supposed to give the altar call for the non-believers to receive Jesus Christ. Whole church rush to the front. Hallelujah. Because they taste what's real. And Jesus ministry. And Jesus heal them. And Jesus deliver them. But what happened is so powerful, so awesome, that meeting. The whole Chinese community in Moscow hear about these things. And also embassy of China is already know, call to the meeting building and say, who is this man, David Lin, and shake this whole place. And very sad, the leaders of this church cannot stand this pressure and later on cancel my meetings. Yeah, I mean, I'm being persecuted, but it's okay, you know. What has done has already been done. Jesus rather been persecuted, but he want to heal you, he want to deliver you. Hallelujah. He know he's faced persecution, but I will do Father's will. I will set the captive free. No matter religious leaders gonna persecute me, gonna arrest me. As Jesus decide to go back to the Judea. Hallelujah. But then the disciple begin to tremble. Oh, that's too dangerous. That's too dangerous. Go back to Judea. You don't know. They try to stone you. They try to arrest you. They try to kill you. And Jesus then mentioned one verse, very interesting. And Jesus said, the man walk on the daytime. He won't be stumbled. But only the man walk in the nighttime, he will be stumbled because he cannot see. But then man walk in the daytime, he has light. He has the light of this earth, and he won't be stumbled. And Jesus wants to say, it should be okay. When I go back to Judea, I walk in the light. I know the will of the Father. I know I'm okay. Because I got a revelation from heaven. I'm not walking in the darkness, don't know what I'm doing, where I'm going. I know perfectly. I know what the will of the Father is. I'm not in the darkness. I'm in the light. If you are fear, you are in the darkness, disciples. So Jesus said, I'm in the light. If you're in the light, you won't have fear, you won't stumble, because you know the will of the Father. You have a revelation in you. Hallelujah. Some people go to China to minister, they are afraid, but I'm not afraid. My time is not come yet. Hallelujah. Amen. When time come, I should worry about it. But time is not come. I'm walking in the light. It's no problem. Nothing gonna harm you. If I'm an airplane should be fine. Hallelujah. So, just, if you know the will of the Father, what you are going through, and you are walking in the light, you are in the perfect will of the Father, you don't panic, you don't fear alone. all, you know you will be fine. You won't be stumbled in the darkness. That's why in the very beginning, he know the will of Father is very important. He hear from God, but those disciples is not hear clearly. So that's the disciple begin to fear. He say, Master, you go to the wrong place. And what's it all? We have to go with you. Hallelujah. But Jesus like to challenge us. Amen. He wants to bring us to where we've never been before. That's a challenge for discipleship. I don't know your discipleship program here is not exciting or not. Hallelujah. Should take some risk. Hallelujah. To follow this master. You don't know what you're going to face. This is true. I go to you, but I don't know what going to face me. I just, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I just follow you. Because he always challenge you. He always perform miracle. He always challenge the religious leaders. More miracle he create, the more persecution going to come. More people hate him. You know, sometimes I don't like it. If you have a more power manifested, you have more miracle happens, then right after that, the persecution is going to come heavier. Yeah. Originally, they just try him, they just test him, and try to find something in him. And later on, they want to stone him, try to arrest him. And eventually, after this miracle, they want to kill him. Because the miracle became greater and greater, and more people believe in him. So those disciples have to follow him. And one of the disciples is the one doubt much. It's Thomas. Thomas say, okay, let's die with him together. But thank God he still follow. Hallelujah. Even die is worse to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. If you don't know, if you have doubt, but just follow anyway. Hallelujah. That's why I usually give the advice to people. You know, just follow anyway. If you don't perfectly understand, just follow the master. Hallelujah. You should be okay, even though you are fear, even though you are not quite sure, but follow him. He know what he's doing. Hallelujah. But sometimes we follow in trembling. Oh, especially like me, go out to ministry. You know, sometimes just my alone, you know, I don't know the people. I don't know what kind of way before me. I never see those people in this first country I ever go. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. There's a law. Oh, maybe they will stone me. They will kick me out. But you just follow. Hallelujah. And Jesus will perform the miracle that you never see. Hallelujah. And then they go to the Judea. And before that, the Jesus tried to do things. And Jesus first speak to the disciple, my friend Lazarus is not dying. He's just go to sleep. He just have a good sleep. And disciple really believe his word. And disciple say, oh, really? Then he should be okay. Why we have the trouble to go there? Now he will wake up anyway. Oh, no. Jesus said, you don't understand what I'm talking about. I tell you clearly, he'll raise up from the dead. Hallelujah. So sometimes we are like those disciples. When Jesus talk about spiritual things, we are talking about the things on this earth. When Jesus talk about heavenly things, we talk about things on this earth. We talk about fresh things. Disciple was talking about he's really asleep. But Jesus don't know. I gotta raise him up. And what happens, Jesus tried to create and maintain atmosphere of faith. Not because he don't have faith, but because he want to create atmosphere of faith to cause this miracle to happen. So that's a leader very important. When we receive the vision, when we receive the prophetic word, we have promise from Father. Not just only us need have the faith. We have to help the whole congregation to have raised up in faith by proclaiming the promise of God so we can receive the miracle happen in our midst. That's what Jesus did. He has no problem with himself. He know Lazarus was going to raise from the dead. The problem was his disciples. So the disciples try to move to unbelief, but Jesus immediately say, no, he's going to raise up. Hallelujah. He proclaimed what he received from the Father and proclaimed in their face. That's very important. Then try to help them in their face to believe the miracle going to happen. Hallelujah. So we're going to see on this process, Jesus tried to help the people around him have an atmosphere of faith to see the miracle to happen. So he's not just by him alone. He said, I can rejoicing so quickly. I'm not rejoicing now because for your sake. I try to build up your faith so you can rejoicing with me. I try to help your faith to believe what I believe. And then we can rejoicing together. So that's why I don't go there so quickly. I'm not there because there's a great miracle going to happen. But I tell you what's going to happen. You just follow me and watch and just keep on believing. Hallelujah. So they walk and back to the Judea. And first thing is very interesting. Because the Lazarus at that time is already in tomb for 4 days. Later on, speaking of Lazarus, already have a bad odor come out. You know, that means it's really bad. It's no hope on a human point of view. It's totally desperate. It's totally destruction. There's no way to recover. Many of us, we face some situation. You think you are like Lazarus in the tomb for 4 days. Lord, there's no hope I can see revival in this land. I have no hope to see my parents or my kids come to the Lord. No hope that prophecy you speak to me earlier gonna come true. Sometimes we have been destroyed by the spirit of death that caused us to believe there's no hope at all in my situation. No matter what the demonic power have been in the past tried to destroy you, maybe in your marriage, whether in your disease, but sometimes we are so oppressed, we think there's no hope. It's already bad odor come out. Everybody knows about my situation. There's no hope. Even bad odor already come forth. But very interesting, there's two sisters in the house. And one is Martha, one's Maria. And very interesting, there's two has a different character. We know from another story, Martha like to busy serving the Lord. And Maria like to pray. Maria like to sit in front of Jesus. So you see here the same thing. The Martha is the first one rush out to see Jesus. And Maria still remain praying. Maybe Maria is already heard about Jesus coming, but he's praying. It's too late. It's too late. He's still praying. It's time to pray, but time is rise up. So Martha is rushed to Jesus, but he go to Jesus, but he's not praying. He's not believing. He's complaining. Jesus, if you come here earlier, we still have hope. But now, it's too late. My brother is dying for 4 days. It's no hope. It's too late. If you come earlier, if you are here when he's sick in the point of death, we still can do something about it. Because I know God listen to everything you ask. Oh, this is quite different. He didn't know what she's talking about. He said, if you ask anything, Father will promise you, but not this one. So she didn't know why because she proclaimed the truth, but she didn't understand what he's saying. He said everything, not including the people die and God can raise him from the dead. That's included in everything. So why we know God is different. Every people know God is different because it depends on your revelation, depends on your experience received from God. So when we talk about everything, sometimes it's different. For Martha, the everything, including open the blind eyes and perform the miracles of sign and wonder, but not raised from the dead. But now Jesus enlarged his vision, and now Jesus come with a revolutionary revelation that caused they wide open their eyes. Now I'm including another miracle. Now I conquer another enemy, the last enemy of death. Hallelujah. Now I can perform those miracles. Now the final miracles is I overcome, I conquer the spirit of death. Hallelujah. So now Jesus bring in another revelation in the final point of his death. He gonna bring and the final important revelation. I am the recreation. I am the life. Hallelujah. I am overcome the last enemy you ever fear. Hallelujah. So Martha have a great understanding, great knowing of Jesus personally. But now Jesus say, I'm going to enlarge you. I'm going to get you know me more and more. Hallelujah. Now you know I am the recreation. I am the life. Hallelujah. So Jesus again proclaim the promise. Each time the enemy try to attack Jesus through those doubt from his disciples, from the Master, but Jesus always responds with the promise of God, and Lazarus should rise again. He said, Jesus always answer with faith, always answer with promise he received. He don't allow enemy to destroy his faith, to take away his faith, even through his loved ones, even through his disciples. So I always tell brothers and sisters, watch your people around you, even your relative, even your family members, even your brother and sister in the church. But sometimes enemy can try to destroy your faith. Hallelujah. Because God not tell everybody about your promise. Amen. Sometimes we receive personally. God not necessarily need to tell the other person why you receive. But you have to keep your own faith. That's what Jesus did. Because God probably is not tell the disciple directly, not tell the Martha or Maria directly, but Jesus is received directly from heaven. And he won't allow other people to destroy his faith. But he used the faith he received and begin to influence other people, create an atmosphere of faith to receive the miracles. So when you receive directly from God, whatever the promise, whatever the vision, you must cough cautiously. And don't allow the enemy use anyone close to you to destroy your faith. Amen. Hallelujah.